Faith and Reason. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The one bright note in the rising religious tension that grips the world is that the Pope loves everybody and everybody loves him. In fact, Pope Benedict was in Regensburg, Germany just this week, making the point that cultures and religions must understand each other and that religious belief cannot be forced. And during this speech about cultural understanding, he decided to quote a 14th century Byzantine emperor who at the time was trying to protect his empire from Muslim invaders. And this emperor, said the Pope, wrote the following, quote, "Show me just what Muhammad brought that was new, and there you will find things only evil and inhuman, such as his command to spread by the sword the faith he preached," unquote. The Pope never explicitly agreed with the emperor's words, and he was not trying to say anything against Muhammad, just making the point that violent forms of jihad as practiced by certain Muslim radicals are incompatible with the nature of God, utterly uncontroversial in today's world. Except, as it turns out, for the angry protests that have now spread from Turkey to Indonesia. In one city in India, copies of newspapers carrying the Pope's remarks had to be seized as a precaution, and one Muslim commentator said, "Things could get worse if the Pope does not apologize." And I don't think he's referring to candlelight vigils. Oh yes, and the Pope is scheduled to visit Turkey in November, which gives His Holiness about a month and a half to figure out that no matter what 14th century Byzantine emperors may have thought, the Islam of today, and I'm only going to say this once, is about peaceful coexistence. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.